I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World. We're a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH here in Boston. It'd be too easy to just say Donald Trump is not interested in renewable energy. But this new tariff he's imposed on imported solar panels, it actually came at the request of two American solar manufacturing companies who say they can't compete with cheap imports coming mostly from China. The World's Livable Planet reporter Carolyn Beeler is here with more. So how much is this tariff, Carolyn, and why does the government say it's necessary?
It starts at 30% in the first year and then decreases down to a 15% tariff after 4 years. The U.S. International Trade Commission recommended this tariff after finding that a flood of state-subsidized solar panels coming in mostly from China has nearly destroyed the U.S. manufacturing industry when it comes to solar panels, and that trade protections are necessary to safeguard what's left of that industry.
So how much have cheap imports from China actually impacted the solar industry here in the States?
The impact has really been two-sided. So on the one hand, cheap Chinese solar panels supercharged the U.S. solar industry. It really depressed prices for solar panels, which increased their uptake. So between 2012 and 2016, solar electricity generation in the U.S. tripled. And with that came jobs. There are about 260,000 people employed in this sector today. But then on the other side of the equation is the manufacturing side. And the import of these panels, which are subsidized by tax credits in China, have nearly destroyed the U.S. manufacturing industry. Around 24 U.S. manufacturers of solar panels have closed in the past 6 years or so. And the two companies that requested this intervention, one of them actually declared bankruptcy last spring.
All right. So those two companies, I would guess, are happy with this tariff. Who's unhappy?
Basically, everyone else, including much of the solar energy industry itself. So the Solar Energy Industries Association estimates that this tariff will cost about 23,000 American jobs in the first year, including in solar installation and manufacturing of associated components like the racks that attach solar panels to roofs. Environmentalists worry that this is going to slow down the uptake of solar, which is a renewable energy source. One estimate from an energy analyst guesses that the move will reduce new U.S. solar installations by about 10 to 15% in the next 5 years. And of course, China. China is not happy about this.
Yeah. So, I mean, this has trade war written all over it. Has China indicated how they're going to retaliate?
They have not mentioned any specifics. A Chinese government spokesperson has said that along with other World Trade Organization members, it will, quote, resolutely defend its legitimate trade interests. But it hasn't said how. So we sort of have to wait and see whether this move and then the new washing machine tariff that was announced at the same time does lead to increased trade tensions between the U.S. and Asia.
The World's Livable Planet reporter, Carolyn Beeler. Thank you.
Thanks, Marco.